Another thing quickly, a second example.
另外第二个例子,
the book of Revelation says a lot of things about plagues killing a lot of people, sometimes one third of mankind.
在启示录里面也讲到有很大的灾难在末世会发生，要差不多使整个世界上三分之一的人口灭亡。
In Revelation 16 and verse 2, it speaks about this kind of a plague.
在启示录第16章第2节也讲到这样子的大灾难。
In fact, it says it in a very specific way. It speaks about ugly. People want to say the prophecy is very vague. You can interpret it any way you like, not so.
有的人说预言常常是很模糊的，你可以随你怎么样去解释，其实不是。
John is very specific.
约翰是很 特地仔细的。
Now, all of this again would be very hard to understand until September the 11th.
这些以前911之前的很难去了解。
Because strangely enough, you heard about the anthrax scare that came up. In fact, that some people died of it.
那你听说 anthrax 那个传染的那么厉害，也有人因此死了。
But that is not the most dangerous of biological agents available today.
是那个并不是以生物来作战最恐怕的一步。
What we now understand is that the war of terrorism will involve biological warfare, which will use plagues, exactly this, plagues to kill mankind, to kill the enemy, as they think.
我们明白现在就明白就是迫向恐怖分子的那些人，他们其实就是以生物来作战，可以使得这一类的大灾难是很容易就会发生的。
And the chief target of all these things is beware?
那主要的那个对象是什么呢？
North America.
就是北美。
You and me, living here, if we are still here, will be the object of this kind of attack.
那你跟我还在北美的时候，就是这种事情发生的对象。
So we see now that, in fact, Revelation has already been talking about biological attacks of this kind.
其实启示录已经是讲到以生物来作战的事。
And life can become pretty unbearable when that happens.
假如那个事发生的时候，我们的生活就很难受。
It says one third, in many of these cases, one third of mankind. We are talking 2 billion people being affected.
我们讲的是人类的三分之一，是2万万人的那个数字。
20亿。 We're talking about huge numbers of people. And as I said, the chief targets, most of that one third of the world will be North America. That's the target of the terrorists.
所以那个主要的对象就是在北美的。
Do you think I was exaggerating when I said everything is going to change?
你听我刚才说一切都会改变，是不是在把事情扩大了？
You don't want it to change, but there are those who would like to change it for you, I can tell you.
你可能不想改，可是有人想把这些事替你改。
And how it will change.
会改得怎么样的程度呢？
With an attack of this kind, of who knows what kind of biological weapon is going to be used, or chemical weapons and whatnot.
那像这类的战争，你不知道他们会用怎么样的化学品或者是生物品来作战。
It is unimaginable.
你根本不可以想象。
Anthrax can be dealt with certain antibiotics.
Anthrax 可能可以用某一些的抗毒素来对付。
But the kind that they will be using is not going to be that easy to deal with.
他们还要用的别的就不那么容易去对付。
And when hundreds of thousands of people are affected by these chemical and biological agents, you can see the whole health system will collapse. There's no way to deal with it.
可以想象，假如千万的人是受这一种的影响的时候，整个healthcare什么医药的治疗是不可以应付得来的。
The result is people cannot go to work. The whole companies will collapse. You notice how many airlines collapsed after September the 11th. Just one event and the airlines collapse.
假如人病了，不可以工作的时候，公司要关门了，就是911之后，你也看见有多少的航空公司也倒闭了。
But prophecy tells us that things like September the 11th are just small early indicators of what's yet to come.
所以在预言里面提醒了我们，911只不过是这一类大灾难的开始而已。
Let me come quickly to the last point, the last example.
快快，我要提到最后的一个例子。
In Revelation 9:16,
在启示录第九十六节。
Maybe Helen can read it for us.
第九章十六节，马军有20,000,000，他们的数目我听见了。
Right here speaks about an invasion from the east.
这里讲到从东方有一个进攻。
Maybe Helen can read the next verse as well.
第十七节，我在异象中看见那些马和骑马的，骑马的胸前有甲如火，与紫玛瑙并流亡，马的头好像狮子头，有火，有烟，有流亡。从马的口中出来。
Here comes a very strange and huge army from the east.
就是提到一个很巨大的、很古怪的东方而来的一个军队。
An invasion of 200 million so-called horsemen.
这个所谓马军有20,000,000那么多。
20,000,000就是2亿了啊！
两亿。
200 million horsemen.
有2亿的骑马的军人。
But you look at these horses, and they don't look like normal horses.
你看这些马，并不像普通的马一样。
What kind of horses have lion's head?
这些马有狮子的头。
Now you can see what I told you. The prophet is trying to describe something indescribable. He doesn't know how to describe what he's looking at.
所以我刚才说，先知就是不知道怎么去描写一些是不能描写的东西。
So it sounds ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. What kind of horse is this?
听起来就很古怪，到底是怎么样的马呢？
All we can say it is that a horse with a lion's head must look very frightening.
假如这个马有狮子头，肯定是很恐怕的了。
It must be very fierce.
很凶。
I mean, no horse is going to bite you, but a lion will.
马不会咬你，可是狮子会。
But a horse, of course, is a symbol of strength and speed.
马就是有它的象征是快的速度跟力量。
So all he's saying is that from the east will come an attack.
就是讲到东方会有一个进攻来了。
Of enormous proportions.
是很巨大的一个军队。
With great speed and ferocity, that much we can gather.
是能够有。一大极快的速度。
But until that thing actually happens, we have no way to say for certainty what that is.
除非当那个事发生的时候，不然的话，我们不知道到底是怎么回事。
And here we must avoid error of identification.
这里我们就不可以去随便的去认定它那个是什么。
Here I have a little booklet in my hand. You can see with a star on it.
我手上拿着这个小的车子，有一个星在上面。
And it says there, China and prophecy.
上面说着中国跟预言。
Written by a certain Dr. Patford.
是一位 Patford 博士写的。
Now this was printed in 1968.
这个是1968年出版的。
Some 33 years ago.
已经是33年前的事。
And when I first read it, a long time ago, I thought, this is ridiculous.
很多年前我看的时候，我说，哎，这个是荒谬的。
Because what it identified here, see the danger of identification is, it said that this 200 million horsemen from China.
那个时候，他所写的说这二亿的军人是中国来的。
He said, because only China has that number of people that can produce an army of 200 million. What logic? You know, brilliant.
因为他说，唯一 有就是中国才有那么多的人可以有两亿的军人。
And presumably you'll see China breeding 200 million horses. Now everywhere you go in China will be horses.
那你可能就是看到中国到处他们在培养那个马，为了这件事是吧？
So we are in the 21st century and they'll be riding horses across the world.
那我们在21世纪，他们还要骑马吗？
But what I particularly disliked about this suggestion is it's not only political but racial implication.
那我对这个写的最大的反感就是它不是political, 它是政治性的。
That it would try to suggest that China of all people would have some kind of interest to wade across, you know where he suggested the Chinese people would be going in this booklet?
他就是说中国人从东方一直要那么老远的去攻打到哪里呢？你知道他讲到一直要到哪里去呢？
I mean, this is much worse than the prophecy. I mean, this is, becomes a joke, you know.
就是比预言糟得多，真的是好笑的事。
They're going to Africa. Now think of that. You might be one of the 200 million Chinese going to Africa.
想想，你就是其中一个从中国要到非洲去的。
If you ask this gentleman, Dr. Tadford, why on earth would 200 million Chinese people want to go to Africa? Because that's not the place any of us want to go.
那你问他为什么中国人要跑到非洲去，根本是不是我们想去的地方？
Any of you like to go to Africa?
你们有什么人想去吗？
I don't think very many of you be interested. Canada maybe, but not so much Africa.
到加拿大来或者有人有兴趣，可能到非洲去可能没有吧。
Well, his astonishing logic is that the Chinese people go to Africa to find food.
他所讲的可笑的就是说中国人要到非洲去找食物。
Well, it seems to me there's a lot more food in China than in Africa.
对我来说在中国的食物是丰富的多了。
What exactly they want, which part of Africa they're going to plant food? In the jungles or maybe in the desert up north, in the Sahara desert?
难道他们要到 Sahara,
沙漠
去耕种吗？
But here is a respected gentleman who actually has a doctorate who is writing this kind of thing.
这里就是一位有知识的一位博士写这样子的东西。
I'm sorry to be so rude to this honorable gentleman here.
我对他没什么礼貌。
I don't intend to be rude, but I just want to show you that to make identification of this kind, you really make a fool of yourself.
主要我就是说，假如你以讲一些东西是要肯定某一些语言的真切的话，你就会闹笑话来了。
You can picture yourself 200 million Chinese, 两亿 Chinese riding on horses going to Africa, and this is going to there in the process they will invade Israel. Why would China want to invade Israel? I have no idea.
他的讲法就是你想象两亿中国人要骑马要到非洲去，中途要攻劫以色列。
Of course, strange things happen in the world, and maybe he will surprise us one day that he might be right.
奇怪的是在世上是会发生的，可能他所讲的有一天也使得我们很惊讶。
So maybe one of these days, when you go back or when we visit China, let's look around to see if there are lots of horses around.
那有一天我们回国的时候就看看是不是到处都是有马。
And whether these horses have lion's heads.
看看这些马是不是有狮子头。
Because if they don't have lion's heads, it doesn't fit the prophecy anyway.
假如他们没有狮子头，也跟这个预言不能应用。
I apologize again for being so rude to this gentleman.
我也道歉有这样子好像没礼貌的看法了。
But I want to show you that this type of interpretation degrades, in my view, the prophecy of Revelation.
那我就是说以我来看，这样子的讲法就是把圣经里面的预言就讲得很卑贱了。
But September 11th gives us a much better clue.
就是911之后就给我们能够清楚地明白。
What kind of clue?
能够明白些什么呢？
200 million Muslims invade coming eastward. That is more like a possibility.
假如说是二一的回教徒从东方进攻来，那个可能性是有的。
You see, from then on we realize, as Mr. Bin Laden declared, it is a war of Muslims against Christians.
从这个我们能够明白 Bin Laden 所说的，他说是回教徒攻击基督教徒的一个战争。
Could the Muslims raise 200 million people? No problem. I don't see any problem there.
你说回教能不能够发起二一的人呢？我想是没问题的。
They have a huge number. They have over 1.5 billion people. So 200 million is not a problem.
对他们来说，他们有百多亿，百多亿，
十几亿
的人，所以两亿的人是根本没问题的。
Young people, middle-aged people, no problem.
青年人、中年人都没问题。
And this time we do have a motive.
现在我们就知道他们有个动机。
Because the conflict between Islam and Christianity, of course, goes back a long way.
我们知道回教徒跟基督教的对决是历史悠久的事。
All the way back to the Crusades, as you remember, back 800-900 years already.
是898年，百年那个
八九百年
那个十字军的事，已经表明了给我们看。
Where the fierce battles.The Christians came from the west, the Muslims came from the east. They met in the middle, there in Israel, in fact what is today Israel, and fought it out many, many, many battles.
那场很厉害的战争就是有基督教从西方来，有回教从东方来，在今天的以色列那边打仗。
But before September the 11th, we never had even thought of that scenario. It never crossed my mind.
在911事发之前，我也没想到这样子的事。
Now you say, up to now it involves a small group of extremists. That's right.
那你说暂时来说好像只是影响到一些很极端的人。
But extremism can rise for many reasons, just as in the time of the Crusades.
可是极端的事可以继续的发展，就是好像那个十字军那个时代的事情一样。
Watch the future and see, but gradually...The Muslims becoming more and more extreme than they are now.
你关注将来将会发生的事，就是回教徒他们会越来越极端。
Especially under a charismatic leader.
特别是一个很有威风的一个领导之下。
Like Bin Laden, for example.
又好像 Bin Laden 一样。
Can stir the people up.
他能激动众人。
You remember Hitler?
你记得希特勒？
You never imagined that Germans could behave the way they did in the Second World War. Couldn't behave like that. It'll never happen. They were such nice, cultured, polite people.
你根本就不可以想象德国人，他们是那么有礼貌、有修养的人，可以这样子的做法。
But just have a Hitler to stir the whole nation up, and they all go crazy.
只要有一位好像希特勒的人。他就可以散扰整
一种
整个国家，就是推向这个做法。
And so we can see that when I talk to Germans today, my German friends, they feel very embarrassed about the whole thing.
今天我跟我的德国的朋友谈话的时候，他都为这些事情很难为情啊。
But if you go to Germany today, you look around, you said,These are nice people.
你到德国去，今天你看见的都是很有礼貌的人。
I don't understand how these people could be the same people who went to fight at Stalingrad, who went to attack Moscow, who attacked England, France. All these are these the same people?
那我就不可以想象同一类的人可以到 Stalingrad, Moscow 等等的地方去作战。
That's why I say you need only one charismatic leader.Change the whole situation.
所以我说，你只需要一个很有威风，能够吸引人的领导，他就可以改变整个世界。
Right now, there are many nice Muslim people.
暂时来说，有好一些很好的回教徒。
Just like the nice Germans.
就好像好的德国人一样。
But human nature is such that it takes very little to change them.
可是人的本性就是这样的。要有一点东西就可以把它改过来。
I don't want to say anything against our Muslim friends.
我不想向我们
回教徒朋友讲一些什么坏话。
I don't want to stir up feelings of an anti-religious kind.
我也不想引起任何敌对宗教的一些感情。
Unfortunately, we look at the facts, what can we say?
那当我们看面对事实的时候，我们能说什么呢？
Is it not the truth that every terrorist act in the last 20 years or so was performed by Muslims?
那在过往的二十年中，差不多所有的恐怖自发的事情都是跟回教徒是有关的。
The bombing of Pan Am in Scotland, killing that many people, the whole plane load of people.
在苏格兰 ，Pan Am 事件爆炸的时候也是跟他们有关。
Even the Pope, they tried to assassinate him, shot him with 3 bullets right through his stomach. Who did it? A Muslim.
就算是教王，他们也射了三枪，重伤了他。那也是谁干的事呢？
Just look at every incident and look who did it.
那你看每一件事情就。想想是谁做的呢？
And of course, of the most recently, this, September 11th event.
在最近就是911的事发了。
These are extremists. We call them extremists, rightly so.
我们说他们是极端的人。
All I'm saying is watch out, because everyone can become extremists under certain circumstances.
就是要警醒，因为每一个人都可以变成一个很极端的人。
Including you and me, we should watch ourselves.
包括你跟我在一起，我们也要小心。
If there were a massive invasion to attack Christians, and there was a call to arms to resist them, would you rise? Would you take up your weapons and say, no, we can't let them walk over us. We'll stop them.
假如真的有大军队来攻击基督徒，你会不会也是装备兵器呢来作战呢？你说是要自卫吗
？I wouldn't be surprised.Millions of Christians will take up their M16s and go out and fight.
假如有基督徒也拿起他们 M16 的枪来去作战，我也不会奇怪。
And what will we have? We'll have a world war.
我们会有世界大战。
There you can see.
所以你看。
Religion is a very dangerous thing.
宗教就是一个很危险的东西。
Very frightening. The power of religion is very frightening.
宗教的能力是很恐怕的。
And the Communist Party in China is well aware of that.
大陆的政府是很能够体味到这一点。
Communism as an ideology has collapsed.
共产做一个主义的理想的主义已经是破碎了。
But religion gets stronger and stronger.
可是宗教现在是越来越强。
It will wipe out communism as it already done in the West.
好像西方一样的就把共产会破坏了。
There is the power of religion.
这个就是宗教的能力。
It's a very dangerous thing.
很可怕的能力。
So whether it is Muslims or Christianity, I myself am not interested in religion.
无论是回教、基督教，我对宗教是没兴趣。
I only want to know Jesus.
我只要知道认识主耶稣。
The only thing that matters is a living relationship with God.
唯一重要的事就是有一个活活跟神的关系。
If you're carried away with religion, one of these days you will pick up your M16 and go to fight the communists, the Muslims, with their AK-47s maybe.
假如你是单单为了对宗教有信心呢，难怪有一天你会拿起你的枪来。跟别的宗教的分子来作战。
And the whole world will be torn apart by religion.
整个世界就是会给宗教派来分裂了。
And hundreds of thousands and maybe millions will die.
那千万的人就会这样子死亡了。
The Muslims talk about jihad, holy war. They talk about it all the time.
回教徒常常是在宣传他们的所谓圣战。
And they've been indoctrinated with the idea that to die as a martyr is glorious.
他们自小就是听说，假如他们能够为圣战而牺牲，是一个荣耀的事。
Well, as it happens, Christianity also believes in martyrdom as a way of glory.
在基督教来说，能够为宗教而死也是一个荣耀的事。
Now you have two religions that both believe in absolutely readiness to die.
那现在你有两个宗教，你都是在教导随时准备死去的这个教法。
For Christians, to die as a martyr is also glorious.
假如以基督徒来说，是能够牺牲自己也是一个很荣耀的事。
Now you have the clash of two religions that both believe in martyrdom.
那你有两个宗教都是有这样子的信念。
Can you imagine what would be the outcome of that?
那你可以想象这个结果会怎么样呢？
I say to you, you believe in Jesus.
我说，假如你相信主耶稣。
I don't fight for religion.
不要为宗教而作战。
You say in that case would be defeatism.
那你说是不是会受败了，打败仗？
I believe in a God who can turn back the forces of attack of any kind.
我相信的一位神，他是可以把战败转胜的。
Our time is more than gone.
我们时间过了，要停下来。
I just pray that this message will cause you to ponder carefully what kind of a person we ought to be in these last days.
我希望这个信息可以提醒我们，在现在末世的时候，我们要做一个怎么样的人。
That you realize that God's word never fails.
你知道神的话语是永不会失败的。
Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, my word." Will never pass away.
主耶稣说，天地会过去，可是我的话是不会过去。
I studied the Bible all my life.
我一生都是念圣经。
And the more I study, the more amazed I am.
我越念越觉得很奇妙。
That indeed is true. His word never fails.
这就是因为主的话语是从来不会失效的。
Things we could never understand before, we begin to understand now.
以前不能了解的，现在慢慢可以明白。
As the time of his return gets nearer.
因为他回来的，再来的时候临近了。
Are we ready to meet with him?
我们会准备好遇见神吗？
Let us pray.
我们祷告吧。